stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Are ya? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, oh man, I want to listen to the show, but I got to go to the store or whatever. I'm a truck driver or whatever. You can podcast the show, but you still can listen to it no matter where you are and what you're doing by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. It is Wednesday already. I was reflecting a little bit last night and this morning, and I was thinking about how I want to use the word difficult, and it's only difficult because the people make it that way, right? So I'm using that word, but it doesn't have to be that way. I realized that most people, and not all, of course, but most, majority of people have no clue or don't care or intent to work on themselves, to overcome, to work on themselves spiritually, their true selves. And as a result of that, suffering is out of control in my country and around the world. And it is getting worse. It is hell on earth. It really is. And then there are some people who says that they are working on themselves, and they do a little bit of work. They may do the silent prayer a minute or two once in a while, or they may try to suffer the ego pain for a minute, and then they stop. And they go back to living the ego way. And then they cry. And then it's so amazing, too. And then there are the few, the handful, that make up their mind, the men and women who are just literally sick and tired of living the way that they live. living in fear. Living in fear. And it's amazing to see it, folks. They never grow up spiritually. Isn't that amazing? You can live a whole lifetime right here on this planet, anywhere, wherever you are, and never grow spiritually, only dying, building the ego and dying. I've noticed that, and I'm talking about internal fear, everybody and they mama have fear. They have fear. And they try to cover up the fear by smiling when they really don't feel like smiling. They smile at you when they're really feeling differently on the inside about you or their situation. They smile because they want you to think that they're nice. But inwardly, they know they're not. It's just a cover-up. Or they do things for you because they want, they feed the hunger, they be nice to you because they want to be perceived as nice. And because you're not working on yourself, you fall for it. It's amazing. I ask couples all the time, why are you all together if all you do is fight? All the time they fight. And they say, well, when we first met, it was so nice. It was just so nice. They treated me with love. I treated them, and it was just so nice. And then we got together, and things changed. And then they go from little fight to big fight. And so I'm like, why are you still together? Because why haven't you realized that you got together not out of love? But it was. It is love. I still love him. I still love her. Why do you say that? Because I do this for them and I do that. And I want them to see I love them. And both ways, right? I want them to see that. And it is crazy. But they think somehow or another they're going to fight their way through marriage, and at some point it's going to work. Or dating, and at some point it's going to work. It's never going to work. If you're fighting, if you're hurting within you, the man or the woman, that means that something is wrong and it's your fault. But they won't work on themselves to see that. They won't work. And they suffer. You do not have to suffer in life if you don't want to. You got to face your fears. It's all an illusion. And facing it means you, if you want to be free of it, you got to admit to yourself within that, I have fear. I am afraid. Why am I afraid? I'm afraid. If you can admit it, you can overcome it. Because if you can admit it, that means that you see it. And seeing it will cause you to overcome it. But most people won't admit it. Or if they do admit it, they make up an excuse for it. It's because of this. It's because of that. It's because of somebody else. It's crazy how that is, but I understand. And one other quick thing. Anger is out of control today. I've never seen anger in the forefront of people's lives as I see it now. And I'm sure it's always been there because everybody have to overcome it. But it is... It's out there, and it's being pushed as necessary that somehow or another you need anger. You need to contain it, control it, they say, but you need it. You need a little anger to protect yourself. You need a little anger to do this. You've been lied to. You've been deceived. And it's out of control in every area of life for most people. Most people are so on the edge, it's not even funny. I've said this 1,000 times, and do what you want. Anger is evil. Anger is just a dressed-up word to sound good or better, to make you accept it, but it's evil. If they call it what it is, maybe some of you are starting to get it, that you're evil. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. And you know who they murder? They murder people on the outside, but they murder themselves. If you have anger, you are a murderer. You are killing your own self. Inwardly, you are nothing but destruction. Inwardly, you have no peace. You worry. You're afraid. You're anxious. You're stressed. You're jealous, envious, gossip, in your imagination, thinking about the past or future, you're murdering yourself. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. And then you do it in that state. It's a dark, wicked state. You go out and you murder other people too. Because anger just can't be satisfied within itself. It has to go out and hurt others too. Look at how human beings treat one another. And you call that love? Human beings are some of the nastiest people on this planet. All in the name. Look at how there's no love. And if they say, I love you, they'll turn around and kill you. There's no love. You can change if you want to, but it's up to you. No one can do it for you, men or women. You are responsible for you. And it's amazing what anger can influence you to do, and then you take credit for it. Well, I'm asking, why did you do that? Because I thought I did, I wanted, but why? I don't know. Anger makes you do some crazy stuff. Anger can make you commit suicide. Think about that. Anger can influence you to take your own life. It can tell you to get a gun and hurt yourself. Take pills and hurt yourself. And you would do it because you're asleep. You're blind. Here's an example of anger. I don't know what this guy's motive was, but anger was the motivation for sure. Because if you had love, ain't no way, allegedly, he would have done this. From KTLA 5, a Hollywood, this is Associated Press. Associated Press, which is all the same story. Two firefighters were killed in an ambush shooting near Canfield Mountain in Coeur d'Alene on Sunday. Watch this from 13 WMAZ.
The Coeur d'Alene, Idaho community lined the streets to support their local fire department after the horrific shooting that left two firefighters dead.
These are our neighbors and our sons and our brothers and our friends.
Those firefighters have now been identified as 42-year-old Battalion Chief Frank Harwood and 52-year-old Battalion Chief John Morrison. Firehouse engineer Dave Tisdall was also critically injured in what police are calling an ambush. They say 20-year-old Wes Rowley set the fire to lure first responders up Canfield Mountain, had contact and a brief discussion with the crews, and then started shooting over several hours, at one point shooting at authorities from within a tree.
Hey, law enforcement, right now there's an active shooter zone. Everybody shot up here. Law enforcement, code 3 now up here.
Amazing, huh? What do you think influenced him? Whatever his motivation may be in his own mind, I don't know. But the basic influence behind it was anger, evil. Look how he painted his face and had a mask on his face and been accused of going up in the mountain, starting a fire in order to kill somebody. Firefighters who, as far as I know, he doesn't even know or had nothing to do with him. I don't know what the real detail is. But whatever it is, it's motivated by anger. You're no different if you have anger. Really. Because anger is evil. Human nature is evil. And there's no peace in it at all. Think about that. Those firefighters, according to the report, had no idea the ambush that they were walking into. According to the report, this guy shot and killed himself.
Investigators say it appears Rowley shot and killed himself during the exchange. They are now poring over his social media in search of a possible motive, but say at one point he had aspirations of becoming a firefighter himself. Rowley's family released a statement saying, "Our hearts and spirits are broken for the lost and hurting, and for our own loss as well." His former roommate is left in shock.
I can't believe what he did. I mean, that is an absolutely disgusting thing to do.
Authorities say the suspect used a flint starter to ignite the blaze, which is still burning in the steep terrain.
Family members of the injured firefighter say that he has had two successful surgeries and is currently surrounded by family and is able to open his eyes. So some good news there.
Amazing, huh? Smiling on the outside, but inwardly, you're tormented. It doesn't have to be that way, folks. You can overcome, but you got to work on you. And you can't pretend that you're working on yourself. It's not going to help you to pretend. You got to put the work in. If you want to be free, you have to see what's going on inside of you. You got to see what's going on. Know thyself. And seeing it is admitting it, confessing it, whatever you want to call it, and you will overcome it. And I don't care what it is. There's nothing on earth that you cannot overcome, not one thing. But you got to see it. Anger is everywhere now. It's mind-blowing. And it's because it's been given permission by human beings. They have been given, anger has been given permission to roam the earth inside of human beings and destroy. You give it permission by calling it you, identifying with it and carry the acts out. But you can overcome it. Another example, and I see this a lot in the news and everywhere. When I was growing up, it was unheard of for people to fight at work. Fight at work. It doesn't even make sense, right? And especially fight with your boss. But employees didn't fight. It doesn't mean they didn't disagree at times. But to have fights was unheard of because of the respect for one another and the job itself. That's gone too. It's commonplace now for bosses and employees to fight, or customers to go into a business, and if they don't like the way you make their coffee or something, they destroy your merchandise. They get mad and throw everything around and expect to get away with it because the police are not coming. And they know it. I didn't know that human nature can disintegrate into total chaos. As it does. It doesn't seem like human beings can do this. But I understand now. Another example, employees, employer fighting. I mean, like brawling, not just arguing or disagreeing. This is commonplace now. What will the children of tomorrow think when they grow up and see what's happening in America? Will they think that it was always this way? This is what life is supposed to be? KTLA. It's because of anger. Don't let anyone convince you that anger is good, folks. Really, they are lying to you. That's your enemy. Anyone that tell you, oh, everyone has anger. Anger is good. You need some anger. Just learn how to control it. You can't control anger. Anger is a spirit. It controls you. It lives through you. KTLA 5, a Hollywood 7-Eleven employee has died after she was allegedly attacked by her store manager. You ever heard of that? It's everywhere now. And by her store manager during a shift last week. This is according to the family. Watch this.
She's probably one of the best family members ever.
Clancy McLaughlin fights back tears as he talks about his 24-year-old daughter, Jessica, who loves children and helping others. He tells us Jessica's assistant manager at a Hollywood 7-Eleven, Valeria Parra, brutally beat Jessica at work last week.
Her heart stopped, so she couldn't breathe. She lost all oxygen to her brain for over 10 minutes, and she basically is declared brain dead now.
Clancy says the assistant manager would bully his daughter at work. And then last Tuesday, as his daughter was getting ready to leave work for the day, Valeria attacked his petite daughter.
She physically grabbed her by her hair, was swinging her around, threw her on the ground, and she sat on top of her chest while she was physically assaulting her.
Think about that. Your boss, according to the report. What boss will fight you physically? And what employee will fight with the boss? Grandpa tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. It is. It's inside of you. And you bring what's in you out and spread it to the world. A co-worker tried to intervene and was also attacked, according to this report. Watch this.
When a co-worker tried to help, Clancy says Valeria then went after the co-worker.
And at that time, Jessica got up and she said, call 911, I can't breathe, and then she collapsed. And at that point, I understand that the assistant manager hit her one more time.
Valeria apparently then fled.
But even before that, she was trying to go back into the back office and try to delete the video of the attack.
Police tell us they responded to the scene and are continuing to search for the attacker. Meantime, the family is preparing to say their final goodbyes on Wednesday when they take Jessica off life support.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? You go to work to earn a living, you and your boss have a fight, and you end up dead. At work, I don't know what to tell y'all. I would recommend do what you want, of course. You start working on yourself because it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I'm not even using the word before it get better, because it's not going to get better. Hell is right here on earth inside of a human being. Nobody, no one loves anyone. You have no love. You don't even know what love is. You wouldn't even recognize love if it walked up to you and introduced itself and said, I'm the real deal. I'm real love. You wouldn't even accept it. You don't have love. Anyone that has anger does not have love. That emotional crap is hate. It's not love. Oh, I love you. With real love, true love, and you don't know what that is, you don't have to make anything happen. Everything happened for you. Your life is made to be easy. Your burdens are light. But you don't have real love. And so for those who are really working on themselves, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. If you're in relationships and you're putting forth one iota of effort to try to make it work, then it's not going to work. It's not love. You cannot make a relationship work. Either it works naturally or it doesn't at all. It won't work if you're trying to make it work. If you're trying to make it work, that means something is wrong with you and the person you're trying to make it work with. So they said this woman's on the run, the one that killed the employee that's been accused of killing, tried to erase the video and on the run. Isn't that amazing? Can we bring back the death penalty? Remember when the death penalty was in strong laws and it was a deterrent for people to do these kind of things? Because they didn't want to go to jail and be killed. My producer said, bring it back. You have to threaten a human being with a death penalty. What a mess, huh? It's a spiritual battle, folks. Do what you want. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But you, as an individual, to have perfect peace in the midst of all the hell around you, in your family, in your workers, your co-workers or workers, at your church, at your parties, at your event, in your own family. You could be in the midst of it and have perfect peace. Really. You can have perfect peace. And whomever tell you that you can't, they're telling you that it's not possible because they don't have it. Don't believe that. And I would recommend you get busy working on yourself. Drop the anger so you can live heaven right here on earth. Heaven is inside of you right here on earth. There's another world, another reality, another way to live. And Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. Drop it. Drop it. Just drop it and be free. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. You can be free or you can stay in your misery. Really. You've been lied to. Let me take you by your parents, your teachers, your friends, and the evil that made a home in you. Quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. White History Month. July is White History Month. We have some stuff coming up for you here in a minute. Happy White History. July just feels white. And this is our 8th year of celebrating White History Month. Also, don't forget, we have a fundraiser drive going on right now, so I need your support. We got to keep working while you're on vacation. So before you take off, or even when you take off, make a donation. We need to raise $50,000 at least, or more, but at least $50,000 to take us through while you are away relaxing. All right? So I'm asking for your support. Whatever you can give, if you can give the whole $50,000 or more, thank you. Whatever you can give, thank you. All right, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, make a donation. Or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-2663, or 800-411-BOND. Thank you in advance. And I know some of you don't need to be reminded, you do it naturally, but some people need a little reminder. Help us to help others. You're getting help, so help us to help others. Somebody helped us to help you. We have to pay bills, all right? Also, you can mail it in, make the money, the check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and then mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, all right? P.O. Box 35090, LA, California, 90035. And thank you, folks. Tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, men's form. Tomorrow is the first Thursday of the month. Come on down, men. And I know a lot of people traveling, but we're still going to have a meeting. It's crazy that this weekend is 4th of July. July is White History Month. Brand new episode. By the way, the meeting is at 7 p.m. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Brand new episode. I had a very interesting discussion with Kyra Davis. Kyra. Derek just told me Kyra. I'm having a black person trying to tell me how to, what a word may spell. Go figure. Kyra Davis. And she is a conservative author, political commentator, and the host of Just Listen to Yourself podcast. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You look the same, though. You haven't gotten older. What's wrong with the black?
Forced integration is a mistake. The beauty of Christ is that our tribe is eclectic and diverse. We gather under the flag of a king, not a race. Is Donald Trump appointing too many women? That's probably a matter of personal opinion.
No, he is. It's a mess. You believe God made women emotional?
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? No, you're not right. And I think maybe some of your personal experience.
The women always say that. How come whenever you tell women the truth, it got to be because you, or you speak the truth about women, it got to be because you have personal experience, bad experience. What now? But they can correct men all day long and other people. But amazing episode. You're going to like it this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to go to first-time caller out of Kentucky. Charles, you are on the air.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
All is well.
Well, it's a blessing. I'm sitting here trying to recoup from a hip operation.
Oh, man, I wish you well.
Thank you very much. No, I just sitting here and I said, well, I'm going to call this number and see if I can get through.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I sure am. But, no, I've watched you for quite a few years now, and I really... You have a real interesting show, and for the biggest part, I agree with what you say from here and there. But, you know, now I come from Appalachia Coalfield, and, you know, the poorness, and I'm a Caucasian, but the poorness don't stop only at blacks. It stops, you know, it stops at an area that you were brought up in.
So Appalachia, whatever you said, is where the poor white people live?
Yeah, it's like a Coalfields.
Oh, okay. And what was it like growing up poor and white?
Well, they wasn't white. It wasn't white and black or none of that stuff. We was just all poor.
Oh, so you had black people living there too?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so what was it like for you? You said you were white. What was it like for you growing up? Were you poor growing up?
Well, I assume that we was. We had plenty. I mean, but we was poor, not what you'd say, like most people are rich and had everything to do.
But you didn't grow up thinking that you were poor.
Oh, we didn't know we were poor.
I know what you mean. I was the same way. I didn't know I was poor. I never thought about being poor growing up at all.
No, that's the way we were. See, now all of us, most of us was non-educated,
right?
And it was a lot to do with your own self-esteem, whether you went and learned at school or whatever. But you see, where it come right back to was when your mom and dad was non-educated and you had nobody to teach at home. The way most people really successful, if they got mom and dads to teach them at home, then you'll have a more successful life.
Yeah, absolutely.
But now when you go home and you don't have no idea how to do the school lessons and these things, it's hard to comprehend how to do all that, and you fall behind, you see.
But now, it's really not about education either, though if you're being educated in the right way, there's nothing wrong with education. But it's about your parents and how they raise you and their example for you. And in those days, we had that more than they do now. Parents are no good nowadays. They have no love. They don't care about the children or anything.
You hit it right on the head. Now, I had seventh grade education, okay? But, yeah, I went to be a successful co-operator. I had owned all kinds of different coal mines.
Yes.
And I was a certified electrician in three different states with seventh grade education.
Yes.
I was a certified mining foreman in three different states. Certified METs in three different states, you know. But
that's how it was, man. When the people who graduated from my classroom, my class, and the class after me, nearly all of them did very well in life, have done and are doing very well in life, and they were not that educated. You know, some of them finished high school, but they still were not all with these stupid degrees that people have now.
That's true. I mean, and I really loved it. I tell you, but I give God the credit for it, Jesse. I mean,
absolutely.
He gave us the willpower and the smarts. I call it God. I call it God sense, not common sense. I call it God sense.
Amazing. You
know, because I know Trump, he calls it common sense, but I like to call it God sense.
Well, but common sense is God sense.
Okay, we'll go.
That's what God's nature is. His ways are common and simple, and they make sense.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what it is. What do you think about how Donald Trump is doing now? Did you vote for him?
I voted for him, and I've actually, you know, campaigned for him every time he ran.
Right on. And how do you feel about what he's doing now?
I'm waiting to see. But everything, yes. I got to agree with most of the stuff he's doing right now.
Me too.
I more agree with what he's doing than what he's not doing.
What manner of man is this? It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, because you can sit at the house and do nothing, and nothing will happen.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
You're exactly right.
You got to have something if you want to be.
You're one cool guy. Well, I tell you, I love you to death. I love to listen to you and watch you. I sort of.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we're a whole lot alike, whether you know it or not. But now we come from the same place.
You can take the boy out of the country.
Yeah.
But you can't take the country out of the boy.
That's true.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate your call.
Hey, I thank you for taking it. And God bless you, honey. We'll be praying for you all.
Thank you. I appreciate
right.
it.
Bye-bye.
Happy White History Month.
Same to you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye now. Amazing. Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Hey, Alyssa. Alyssa down in Georgia. Josh, have you seen Alyssa in Georgia?
No. Who
yeah.
is that?
She's down there.
Alyssa?
Yeah, Alyssa down in Georgia. Alexis.
Yeah. Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis.
Who?
I said Alyssa. Alexis.
Oh.
She down in Georgia. You haven't seen her yet?
No, I don't know who that is.
Look out your window. Her last name is
okay.
Gonzalez.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Josh.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for having me. I was calling for the biblical question, man.
Are you a tumbleweed?
No, I'm not.
And why do you say not?
Even though I'm blown around a lot, like a tumbleweed, I don't have control over that. And so I don't take credit for that. I just watch myself being blown around like a tumbleweed.
And what does that mean, blown around like a tumbleweed?
Just caught up in the chasing thrills and thoughts, and end up doing stuff you didn't really want to do.
Amazing.
And, just in small ways too, you know. And
why don't you just stop?
Fear of that pain.
Fear of the pain? So
you
have
fear
with the
pain,
and you have fear of letting the pain go?
Right.
What a mess. A lot of people are like that, man. They have fear with pain, and then they have fear of letting the pain go. Or letting the fear go.
Yeah. Yep, darned if you do and darned if you don't. So
I don't give a darn if he does. Come home, Paul. I won't accept him. Well, yeah. I appreciate that, Josh.
Yeah, man, and that's the top priority in my life is working on this. So that's
right on.
It's making sense. So
I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday, and happy White History Month, man.
Oh yeah, right back at you, man. Happy White History Month.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah, I got a White History contribution or a hero. Are y'all taking the heroes? Or
yes. And who is it?
It's going to be Rudyard Kipling for me.
The If guy.
He's the If guy, but he also wrote this poem called White Man's Burden.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. And it's really just to me, it's about like, okay, accepting that for whatever reason, you know, the white man has the talent to create the best civilizations, and everyone wants to, you know, they were given that talent by God. And, you know, that's like they don't really get credit for it. It's just like, that's their burden. You have to spread that love, that talent from you, from God, you know, and that's with anybody, with any talent, you have to use that talent to serve your fellow man.
It's amazing that white man, whiteness had become a burden for him, and he has been so effective in creating, with the help of God, amazing thing for society, and yet society turns on him. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yep. It's like a curse. And I see that in a lot of ways. You know, anybody with any kind of talent, you know, like, it becomes like a curse because now everybody wants to use you and take advantage of you.
They keep on using you until they use you up.
Yep. Yeah.
What a mess. Well, I appreciate your white man contribution to White History Month. Thank you.
All right. No problem. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Josh. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, man. All right. Yep.
Bye now. Oh, amazing. Mindy, a first-time caller out of San Diego. Mindy, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just wanted to
call Mindy.
Say,
like, happy White History Month, Mindy.
Happy White History Month.
July just feels white.
It does. You know, it does. I found myself looking for American flag bathing suits coming up for the holiday.
Right on. Nice. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to call and kind of, you know, I just put you on YouTube, and you said you don't have to be who you are anymore in Christ.
Christ said you don't have to be you any longer.
Anymore. That's right. And I personally have been seeking Christ my whole life, and I've had a hard life. And, you know, I'm 35 years old, and I understand from a different perspective than most of my peers. My dad is from Appalachia. He's from Waynesville, which is by Asheville. And he's white. And my mom is from the Philippines. And, you know, on my dad's side, and, you know, to White History Month, he, my fifth-time great-grandfather was a regulator in the Battle of Alamance, who was hung, Captain Robert Messer. And, you know, Dolly Parton's my third cousin, which is kind of funny. But my mom is an immigrant, and with everything going on and the way I grew up, my mom used my dad. She totally used my dad. She left our family. She made my life real hard, and I watched my dad struggle and, take care of us and stay for us. And so it's just the propaganda I see, like, in the world. It affects me because I feel attacked on a daily basis by my peers because I'm 35 and I feel like I have to conceal myself, especially living in Southern California. You know, it's scary for me out there in the world these days.
In what way?
Just, I feel in this area, I feel alone. Like, you know, people don't agree with my point of view, and, you know, I'm disabled. I actually had brain surgery in 2021, I've worked since I was 13 years old, you know. I paid taxes since I was 14 and a half when I could get a work permit. And then I became disabled with a very chronic illness that was genetic. And I had brain surgery. And I still can't qualify for Social Security here in California because they give it to everyone but Americans, you know. And
how did a white man end up with a woman from the Philippines, a white man from Appalachia?
He was in the Navy. My dad worked for the government.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I come from a strong military family. They're, ever since my family immigrated here from in the 1500s, they have been in the military. And before there was a military, they were part of the Regulators, like I said, Alamance, which was the battle that led to, some people believe, led to the Revolutionary War, which my family and ancestors have all fought in on my dad's side, on both parents' side, all the way back. And then my mom, she's an immigrant. And, you know, I don't really know her that well. I could tell you that. I know how she is. I know what she'll do, but
is
I don't know
living?
Her. Yeah, she just retired.
And is she down there in San Diego, too?
No, she's in the Philippines. She took off. So, like, ever since we were all born, basically, my dad came back here from the Philippines because he was stationed out there. My grandma was dying, and he got her treatment here in San Francisco, or, you know, up in San Francisco. And she passed away, and she came here, and I'm the fourth born out of five.
You have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah. I'm the fourth born out of five.
Where are they? Are they in San Diego, too?
No, I'm all by myself because I can't leave California because if I leave, I can't get medical care for my chronic illness. And I've been fighting for the last 5 years.
Because of time, you say that you're all alone because people don't like your point of view?
Yeah.
And how do they know you about your point of view?
Because I make it be known. I'm not afraid.
Why?
Because I can't, it's not in my blood to lie and cower. If somebody asks me,
but so you only express your point of view when asked?
No, that's not true.
I put it out there anyway.
So let me say this: I was indoctrined at this charter school here in San Diego. They had us doing border runs. We'd get extra credit for it. For
you would help the illegal aliens?
Yeah. They would
to America. All right,
we wouldn't help them, but we would do like protest and school walkouts, and they would give us extra credit for that.
In support of illegal aliens?
That's right. I went to this school called the MAC Project. It's in Chula Vista, California.
Let me ask you this because of time. Why do you express your point of view down there on others when they don't want to hear it?
Well, that's my point now I'm getting to. So since they planted that seed of activism in me, I've been an activist in San Diego for 20 years.
Why do you do it?
I do it because I believe in it.
But they don't want to hear.
It's the right thing.
Why impose other with your point of view if they don't want to hear it?
Honestly, I think that it's my responsibility to help fix society and get the word out there to see if anybody
else. Are you able to hold for me?
Yes.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got to take a break. Jimmy, according to Fox News, televangelist Jimmy Swaggart is dead. At 90, his family said on yesterday, may his soul rest in peace. Really. Amazing. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God, and I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND.
Jimmy Lee Swaggart, born in 1935, was an American Pentecostal televangelist, pastor, media mogul, author, and gospel music artist. One of the most well-known televangelists. And he had that scandal way back in like the 80s or something, before most of you guys were born, or many anyway. And JLP has quoted that famous line, "I have sinned," something like that. Well, he's gone. Died the first day of White History Month. Rest in peace, White History hero, Jimmy Lee Swaggart. A Christian, I heard. JLP used to appear on Francis and Friends. Francis Swaggart, his now widow, is, I guess she survives him, right? Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, July 2nd. Happy White History Month, AD 2025. There is one line open, but hang tight, callers and listeners. JLP will be right back to your calls. Okay, so hang tight, nice, okay, nice. Mindy, get back in there. I think Mindy disconnected. Anyway, call in 1-888-775-3773. The Men's Forum first Thursday of the month is tomorrow, okay, July 3rd, 2025, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. And I have my July Feels White t-shirt. July Just Feels White t-shirt. You can get yours by going to jesseleepeterson.shop. And by the way, it says censored on the image. It's not actually, it doesn't actually say that. It doesn't actually print that way. It prints like this, okay? And the other one that says White History Month actually says White History Month. It doesn't print as this with the censored thing, okay? That's just for, I don't know, just to be nice to the internet, because the internet is touchy. Nice? Nice. So get your stuff. Get your swag. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Nice. Rebuildingtheman.com/events for the Men's Forum. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Tennessee is history. Because listen to this. Tennessee teens who pick on their classmates, they may soon have to walk to school. And why? A new state law took effect this week. It'll give courts the ability to suspend a minor's driver's license for up to a year if found guilty, quote unquote, of bullying or of cyberbullying. What? What kind of a messed up law is this? I thought Tennessee was based and Christian. Apparently not. It's lame and mama weak. And USAID, you know how Trump was defunding it in many ways under Doge with our greatest Dozier man, Elon Musk. The dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development, as ordered by President Donald J. Trump, the dismantling of it and enacting of the Department of Government Efficiency, Doge, has seen funding for thousands of foreign assistance programs frozen or slashed. Now a new study estimates that the loss of that funding could result in more than 14 million additional deaths, they say, by 2030. Nearly a third of those deaths, more than 4.5 million, are estimated to be among children younger than 5. This is all in their imagination, right? This is what they're projecting in the future. The authors of this study, I don't know how you can study the future, said that the effects of the cuts would be similar scale to a global pandemic or a major armed conflict. What a mess, huh? What a mess. Therefore, we need globalist socialism. Take care of the children. Fake. Anyway, Ukraine munitions paused. The Trump administration paused some shipments of weapons, including air defense missiles, to the Ukraine. The decision to halt such shipments comes as Russia has intensified its near nightly air attacks on Ukraine, or the Ukraine if you're a boomer or older, often using hundreds of drones and missiles. So it's a big mess. We'll see what happens. perhaps peace one day. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Hi, y'all, and happy White History Month. July is White History Month and will always be White History Month. So, if you have a white hero or white somebody that you admire and they or a white history person that did amazing things for America, let me know. Call in. 888-775-3773. My biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to overcome, you don't have to be you any longer. My biblical question, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Isn't that an amazing question? I remember those tumbleweeds in the good old days. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you're running around this morning protesting, whatever you're doing, helping the illegal alien, or you're about to get deported down to Florida on Alligator Lane. You still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Mindy, call back. Mindy dropped. I don't know why. Mindy, we didn't finish our conversation. Call me back. All right? We're going to leave the line, one line open for you for a few minutes there, Mindy, if you want to call back. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Texas. Nick, you are on the air. Hey, Nick. No, Nick. Nick.
Oh, hello? Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, get off the mute, man. What the?
What the?
Happy White History Month, Nick.
Happy White History Month, Jesse.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say it. My life is a mess.
It is. So why?
My mother.
How old are you?
I'm 18. No, 19 actually.
Which one are you?
19.
Okay. And so, how is a mess due to your because of your mother?
Well, she feels like she has. I think she's still speaking through the devil, even though she's very religious, and she's trying to push all these ideals onto me, and it's just not something I want to personally listen to. Maybe it's just my mindset or something like that. But she's always trying to control me, what I can do, what I can't do. I want to move out. She won't let me. I want to drive places. She won't let me. It's crazy.
So how is it that you're 19 and your mother can stop you from moving out?
That's a good question. I don't know. Well, I think it's also because I need to put more hours in to work a little bit more. But I am saving so I can move out.
And so why don't you put more hours in and just move? What's holding you back from getting more hours and moving?
I think she just put in a mindset, like she's reinforced the mindset of like, you're staying here, you aren't going anywhere or something, or like just throughout the years. It's really been pushed on me ever since I turned 17. She's been really trying to like push ideals onto me and make sure like I do what she says.
And does your father help you deal with her?
He tries to, but sometimes she controls her. But he tries to be on my side.
Can you give me an example of him trying to be on your side?
He's taken some blows for stuff that she says is supposed to be my fault, and she's helped deter her away from me.
Does your mother know how you feel about her?
I've tried to express it. It's just it's still a little hard about it, and I feel like there's still resentment.
From you or her?
From me.
So you resent your mother?
Yes.
And what good is it doing you to resent her? How's that helping you?
It's not. And I've been trying to find some time by listening to your show, just trying to figure out I know it's like there's never a good time, but I just need to go down, sit with her, let her know, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you all my life, and then let her go, wah, wah, wah.
And why have you done that?
She supported me for my whole life.
She did not support you. She's supposed to take care of you. She was the parent. That was her job, her duty. And she wasn't doing you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are supposed to take care of their children. It's not a favor to the children. And it doesn't make the parents good because they do that. So you don't owe her anything.
Yeah, I realize that now. It's just, like you say, when she crying, she lying.
But are you going to be weak like your father and not face her so you can overcome it?
No. I've actually tried before, and then she's pivoted the conversation into something else, and then she started crying, and then it turned to a whole other deal.
So you have tried to forgive her?
Yes, and she still speaks through the devil and didn't really fully pay attention to what I was saying.
Are you on any form of medication or anything?
No.
So you're not on any anti-medication or anything?
No.
But I don't get, and you're 19, why don't you just get a job or two jobs and get, why? And it's a question, but why don't you get a job and just move? You're 19 years old. Can no one stop you at 19?
I have a job.
So why don't you just get your own place?
I don't have enough money yet to sustain myself, and then I'm also going to college right now.
Which is more important, your freedom or college?
Well, I value my education.
Why?
Because it's just I find personally it's hard for myself to be in social situations, so it's helping me find people to be around, and I like what I'm doing, and I'm learning a lot of stuff so I can get an even better job than what I have right now.
Which do you value most, an education or a job and freedom?
I would say a job and freedom.
But yet you take education over that. Why?
I like my father's support, and the only way he'll continue to support me is through if I have an education.
Oh, financially?
Yes.
So you're only doing it because your father is doing it, is helping you financially.
Correct.
If you had to pay your own way, would you have a job or be in college?
Probably have a job.
And which would help you grow up, having a job or being in college?
I would say having a job because and from there I'm going to be on my own. I'll have to make sure everything is done by myself and really like mature faster rather than staying in college. It'll still like make me a kid.
Amazing. So did you have a question for me?
How am I going to get away from my mother? Because she, like, no matter what, she's been, like, super hard to deal with. It doesn't help that my dad has so much anger and has built up because of her and then as well as my sister has, like, started to pivot, like, I feel like, more towards the devil. So I obviously want to get away from them for a little bit, but how can I help my family get away from the devil?
How can you help your family?
Yeah.
What family?
I have a brother and a sister.
And you want to know how can you help them?
Yes, because I feel like my brother is being hit by this too, and I don't want him, and he's 12, so I don't want him to be like affected on this later in life.
And how old is your sister?
She is 16.
And so you want to know how can you help them?
Yes.
You can't. You can't look at your condition. You can't even help yourself. What made you think you can help someone else? You're 19
yeah.
years old. You can't even move because of your mother, according to you, and your father taking care of you. How can you help someone else when you can't even help yourself?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
I can't.
So where'd you get this idea you want to help them then? Where did that come from?
I guess it's just a bit in the way, like, I guess I was raised or something. I've always wanted to help people.
But you can't even help yourself. That doesn't make sense. You can't help other people. You cannot help anyone. No one person can help another person, period.
Amazing.
Amazing. So you need to give that idea up. You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself.
I guess that's going to be the next thing I work on. I need to figure out what I'm going to do next.
Here's what I recommend. Do what you want, but I recommend you got to face your mother, forgive her for what she's done. If she cry, she's lying. Let her cry. If she die, let her die. If she blames somebody else, let her blame. But you, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You screwed up my life. You recreated me in your image. I know now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And God will forgive you and then forgive your father for not being able to protect you from your mother. He loved you. He just doesn't know how to deal with your mother. And do the silent prayers and just kind of take your time. Be aware and you'll find the opportunity will come for you to move and stay in college if you want to. But you gotta come out of your imagination, out of your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies.
All lies.
All the time. About anything. So you gotta work on you. You can't save your brother, sister, or anyone else. You gotta work on you.
Well, appreciate that, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Thank you. You too.
All right, buddy. Amazing. You can't help other folks. As a matter of fact, as adults, you're not even responsible for other people. Your own adult children. You can't help. You can't even help yourself. Then, Mindy, call back 888-775-3773. What? The jury reached verdict on Diddy's court trial, conviction trial. Breaking news. Diddy, free Diddy. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chats.
Adam bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Adam, where's Eve? Hey, Adam, thank you.
Erica is the queen of Female Monday. Shout out to Erica. This was from Monday.
Right on. Shout out, Erica.
Indeed. Shout out. And over on DLive, Eli Ja, over on Monday, check out the Sicilian scene. We were talking about Sicilians and whether they're white, I guess, on Monday. Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
From the movie True Love. Sorry. Movie name, actually, True Romance.
Nice. Thank you. I have to check it out.
Thanks, Elijah.
Yeah.
Joe bought a coffee, a long one. This might be why Jesse fainted, looking at your knee, locking your knees while, not looking at, locking your knees while standing can contribute to fainting, particularly when combined with other factors like prolonged standing, heat, or dehydration. Locking your knees restricts blood flow back to the heart, causing blood to pool in the lower extremities, which can lead to the drop in blood pressure and reduced blood flow to the brain. And he gives a more detailed explanation.
I've heard that over and over. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Thank you.
And one quick point, he says at the end, beware of the warning signs. Be aware of the warning signs. If you start to feel dizzy, lightheaded, or nauseous, nauseous, sit down immediately.
Absolutely. I realize that now.
Don't be like, oh, I think it'll pass maybe.
Yeah. Because I was totally standing there quietly saying, oh, it's probably going to pass. Oh, like, what? Nah.
Move around, wiggle your toes, shift your weight, take breaks, stay hydrated.
Thank you.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Love, respect, family, says Jesse. I need organic, though. Do you carry that an extra dark, just like you? Referring, I believe, to Punchy's Coffee.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. It is good.
That's Jesse
Go
Lee.
Go to jessleepeterson.shop and get your coffee. We have our own coffee now. Amazing.
Okay, and I do see Blacker Than Black Extra Dark Roast. Tasting notes, dark chocolate and toasted almond.
Nice.
Specialty coffee from Central America. And there's whole bean or ground and I don't know about organic. I mean, it's made out of coffee beans, which are made from organic life. So I guess you could call it organic. But I don't know if it means what you're thinking that it means. But thank you.
Amazing. Enjoy. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Shout out to Elijah, Games for Rec, Wolf336, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew from Monday.
Shout out. Thank you.
And from Tuesday, we're into the White History Super Chats. Fazul, happy White History Month, as always.
July, just feel white. Happy White History Month.
Father bless Jesse and crew with Hake. He white. Thanks.
He white.
Someone bought two coffees. How do you distinguish the light from Satan masquerading as the light?
Because you got to see that Satan pretend to be light, but he's really darkness. And you'll see that when you become aware of the darkness inside of you. It'll be clear for you. Just be aware of all thoughts and emotions. That's the darkness. All right? And you will see the light. Amazing.
And on pilled.net, Pastor Chatelet says, with 111 gold pills, happy White History Month. July just feels white.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. We are celebrating White History, so you have a white person you want to recognize, let us know. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on Rumble, Pastor Chatelet says again, July just feels white.
July just feels white. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Laura is a JLP show member over on YouTube.
Thank you, Laura. Amazing.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah.
Lord Bibby 42 3 Coffees, how amazing is it to have White History Month start on Country and Western Tuesday?
Yeah.
So beautiful. Kind of makes you want to boohoo. Also, happy birthday, Hake. Nick, turn up the AC. God bless.
Lord Bibby. What's his name?
Bibby.
Lord Bibby. You're right. Amazing. Thank you. Happy White History Month.
Very nice. Nikki bought our coffee. Steve King is king.
He is.
That was the first white history hero to be interviewed on White History Month.
Check it out. Podcast the show. And it was an amazing discussion. I could have gone on and on with him, to be honest. But because of time, I had to end it. But check it out. Podcast yesterday's show. First hour. It was amazing.
Shout out.
Yep.
KB in Ohio. Jesse, you're hilarious. White people are trying to move to outer space, laughing face with tears. Please play the video of the whites living a first-class life. I love it. Happy White History Month. She black, says KB.
Amazing. She black. We will. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Something Excellent asks, why is there no mention of White History Month anywhere on the internet? Exclamation mark, question mark, times a few. They don't know about what you've started. It's been suppressed.
Yeah, because we did put it out there. We definitely made the announcement.
Yep.
But you can't make the people not suppress it. What the? So help getting the word out. This is White History Month, y'all. Thank you.
D. Calderon says, Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Happy White History Month. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus, White History. Let's look at Trump's uncle who got gifted all of the Tesla's inventions, including a time machine.
Amazing. Thank you.
Evil is still real, says, it's tinnitus, not tinnitus, moron.
What is tinnitus? Ringing in the ears.
Ringing in the ears.
I always thought it was tinnitus, too.
Right, because if you have... Let's say you're a senior in high school and you just want to coast and not pay attention in school, you get senioritis. It's not senioritis. So I would think that it's tinnitus.
Yeah.
Not tinnitus or tinnitus. Whatever.
Amazing, but whatever. Thank you.
Yes, thank
Shout
you.
Shout out.
I looked it up on Google and he is right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's called tinnitus?
Tinnitus, yeah.
Wow.
But on Brave...
Even the anchor made me like, what the...
Yeah, it made him yelp aloud.
Yeah.
On Brave, it's more lenient. So I like Brave better than Google.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kim's with no message. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Nina says, you're amazing, Jesse.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
Demetria 52, very generous. Thank you yesterday.
Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, again, in honor of White History Month, let's look at George Washington before Nazis made meth. Paddle across the freezing water to make America great.
Making America great again. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Demetrius 52 says, I'm like a tumbleweed, responding to the biblical question.
Are you a tumbleweed?
I roll with it. No worries.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Tyrant Soros wrecked. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, make a movie like Free Willy, but free the gators.
Watch out for the alligators. Amazing.
Six coffees from Liam. Happy White History Month.
My great-grandson name is Liam.
Doxed.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Liam, huh?
Liam.
Liam. Liam. And for a while, I could never say his name. He's like, Grandpa, it's Liam. I'm like, what the? I had never heard a black child named Liam. He was the first one, really, that I know. So right on, though. Happy White History Month. Thank you.
That's right. Hannes, 10 coffees, generous.
Thank you.
Glad you're okay, Jesse, after your little fall. Hee hee. Thank you.
How's your little fall?
Thank you for everything you do, Jesse. Biblical question. Yes, I am a tumbleweed.
Nice.
Subject to the to and fro of the winds. But I'm starting to turn into a rock, and only God can move me.
Build your foundation on solid rocks. Build it on a rock. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Thank you.
That's cool. Eric, his voice is a voiceless voice. The closer to stillness, the deeper the thought. My best thinking happens when I'm not thinking, he says with 10 coffees.
Right on.
Also generous.
That's deep. If you want to know God and not just know about God, be still and know him. You will know him. If you be still, stop reacting. Stop overreacting and know him. It will blow your afro off and give you an Amerifro and not an afro. Amazing. Thank you.
Stuck in New York, 222 gold pills, no message.
Thank you. Amazing.
Gabriel, who is the best white today? The Great White Hope?
Yes. What manner a man is this.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration. I said it's illegal.
Shout out.
What manner of man it is. And you know what? No more border illegal coming across the border. Isn't that amazing?
It's a miracle.
Just think about that. All for the last 4 years, it's just been, we would see all these people coming from everywhere. It was being invaded. It was an invasion. And now nobody coming.
It was happening under Obama, too.
Yeah.
And 8 years with
Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, the fall of Messiah.
It really is.
So just think about that, folks. The border, nobody coming across. Just think about that. And they were coming from everywhere. They had on Joe Biden T-shirt. Thank you, Joe Biden. And then they had Obama phone. Thank you. That changed. The wind and the sea obeys him. What matter of man is Trump? And they call him king. That's amazing. Thank you.
Benny says, Happy Canada, Nick. This was yesterday. It was Canada Day, 1st of July.
Oh, yeah?
Also White History Month. Canada
Everything
Day.
Good happened on White History Month. Happy Canada Day, anchor baby.
ICE is coming to send you back to Montreal. Amazing.
But don't worry. Canada will become the 51st state.
Aha.
Did he escape most serious charges of sex trafficking?
Is he found guilty on that? Or no?
I don't know. I just saw it flash on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Did he escape?
Oh, he escaped his... He beat the RICO. RICO is a racketeering something?
Yeah.
Escapes his most serious charges in the sex trafficking trial.
Free Diddy.
So eat that, you young up-and-coming hotshot black U.S. attorney or whatever who charged him or something like that. I learned about that on the Anchor Baby like a year ago. Uncle Ruckus says...
Nick said if they deport him, he's going to have a subvert Canada into America.
Nice.
That's right. fight, Anchor Baby. Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus, imagine waking up from a coma and say, pull the plug. As a reference to, Scott Adams was going to euthanize himself.
I don't even want to think about that. That's so amazing.
Me either. Yeah.
I wish Scott Adams well. I really do. I gotta stop.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank
y'all.
Amazing.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to Slim out of Maryland. Slim, you're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, man.
Thank you.
I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Are you a tumbleweed?
All right, and these questions definitely are amazing. This is the first question that I knew the answer to.
Okay.
For me, at least. I can't speak for nobody else.
Right.
But I am not a tumbleweed. I never have been, and I don't think I ever will be, especially now starting on this journey.
And then why do you say you're not one, a tumbleweed?
Oh, so a tumbleweed, first of all, a tumbleweed is dead. It once wasn't a live plant like most of the human beings on the earth. They were young, innocent children. And then somewhere along the line, the tumbleweed dies. And then it's easily manipulated, which is a lot of the people in this world are, so easily manipulated by the things that are around them. Also, as the tumbleweed is being manipulated and moving around, it's spreading seeds, which is what a lot of these people do with their evil in the world. They just, they spreading their seeds of evil all over everywhere that the devil is tumbling them along. So, no, not in no way, shape, or form. And I told you, we had a conversation before, and I told you, I've been on this journey for a minute with, black Israelites and searching and trying to find the right way. So,
oh, yeah, kinda, I remember you telling me that. I remember that.
Yeah, it kind of touched a place in my heart because a few weeks ago, I heard you say that most of the people who've been on this journey have been on this journey their whole life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's me.
Amazing.
That's me. Go ahead.
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Hold on for a minute. It sounds like you want to make another point. Hold on, all right?
Okay, no problem.
Back in a moment, folks. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. History Month shout outs out there, folks. Get them done. I will do them for you. Personal shout outs, congratulations, encouragement, whatever. Happy birthday shout outs. Whatever the shout out is, Happy White History Month shout out. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for personal shout out, and check out my books and merch and all kinds of stuff. All right. Coffee, Punchy's Coffee. We have t-shirts and mugs and hats and all kinds of stuff. My books, they're all amazing. From Rage to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Has Flourished Black America, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family, Financial Success Guide, a little pocket guide. This really, ladies can carry it in their purses. Men can put it in their pocket. And just 7 steps. If you do them, you can't go wrong. And last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. The Antidote just kind of bring it all in for you. It lays it out and make it simple. I highly recommend them, and I will sign them to whomever you like. I will sign them. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.stores, RebuildingTheMan.stores. All right? I want to go back. I mean, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. My back. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Thank you, Derek. I want to go quickly back to Slim. Slim, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
What's up, Jesse? So, it's not a situation because I'm not having a situation, but it's definitely something that I need to talk to you about, because the devil and the feelings keep telling me I don't need to talk to you about it.
Okay.
So it's me. I'm with a girl, and we've been together for about 7 years. Now, she hates me, but she swears that she loves me. And what I mean is, she's tried to break up with me, you know, like 6 or 7 times. And I'm talking about like packing up. We had 1 child together. She has 2 kids, and then I have a kid by myself. So, I mean, she'll go through the ringer and pack us the stuff up and put the kids through all this stuff. And this is before I found you. Now, I wasn't really a beta, but this is the only woman that has ever, I'm telling you, bro, I've never really cared about a woman's feelings or anything like that. But the two women that I've ever cared about or been concerned about how they feel, I have children with. So this young lady who I'm with now, and it's funny because you were just talking to somebody earlier, and her dad is white and her mom is from the Philippines. And I'm black and my girl is from the Philippines. So we already go through cultural differences and things like that. But as far as just getting along, we don't really get along. And I don't, you know, I'm fine. I tell her if she want to leave, she can leave. You know, she's not a hostage, you know, because she'll tell me all the time, you don't love my kids. And these are kids that I've taken in and I'm taking care of. And, you know, I'm paying full expenses on a house that we purchased and things like that. I've helped her start her business. She runs her own business now and things like that. So it's just we're at a point where and then when a situation happens or if I do something that she doesn't like she hates that I have control over our child, our daughter. So if I say something about our daughter, she'll be like, well, why do I have to listen to you? And it's just, it's not fair. I feel like I don't have a voice or I feel like I don't have a say-so in here. And I'm telling her like, all right, if you want to say so, you can go somewhere where you feel like you have a say-so. But on the flip side, you say that you want to be here. You say that you want to be in this relationship. So I don't understand where the conflict comes from.
Amazing.
So, you know, it's just, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So like just the other day, our daughter is 4 now. So she had a situation where she was acting up. It was bedtime. So she called herself wanting to start crying. So I said, nope, come on, time to go sit on the step. So I pull her and sit on the step. So her mother comes out and was like, you know what? All right, fine. We just going to leave then. So I'm like, all right, if you want to leave, you can leave. Now, mind you, she knows who you are. At first, she hated you. She, oh my goodness, you just listening to Jesse. That's why you acting that. You're just listening to Jesse. So I guess after a while, I didn't break. You know, I'm strong in this. I'm strong in learning. I'm not going back. So after a while, she was like, I'm going to break up with you. I was like, all right, go ahead and leave. So after 2 days, she was like, well, I don't see myself being without you. And I don't know what I would do without you. Let's just work it out. So this is like the 8th time. So I'm like, no, I'm not working it out. You know, we go ahead and end the relationship. You had to put, it seems like you unhappy. Every few months you have a problem. You go through this situation and you want to leave and I'm stopping you. But then you come back and you like, oh, it's like the schizophrenic and the feelings on one. But then on the other hand, she like, I hate you. And she said it before. She didn't, oh, but when you talk about the devil, she just said, I hate you. I want to kill you. I'm going to hurt myself. You done made me miserable. You going to make me do something. But she done pulled a knife out. I'm laying in the bed. She pulled a knife out and stabbed the pillow. Not me. She stabbed the pillow next to me.
Wow.
Like little stupid. Most stupid stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, how could you be in this situation and you claim you love me so much, but you willing to go? And I don't provoke her. She had an argument with herself for 4 hours.
So were you in bed when she stabbed the pillow?
Yeah, I was laying down.
Man, that's dangerous.
Bro, I'm telling you, and I tell her she need to let go of her anger, but, you know, so listen, right, so when we first met, I liked her because, you know, I thought she was young because she looks real young, but she's older than me.
How much
I'm
older?
37. She 41.
Whoa.
Yeah, so.
And
so
she
I'm like,
had 3 children already?
Yeah, so she had 2 kids
2 children, okay.
In the Philippines. Yeah, she had 2 kids prior to us meeting from the Philippines. So we met, she already had two kids. I already had one kid, and then now we have a child together.
Amazing. And so yeah. She's older than you. She been married before?
No, neither one of us had been married before.
Let me ask, your question for me is what?
See, and that's the thing, though. So I really don't have a question for you because I know that I'm not having a problem. I know what situation I'm in. I know the woman who I'm with. I know the things that she's going through. So I really don't have a question. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have nobody to talk to. I can't talk to nobody. I don't trust nobody. I used to talk to my mother about it, and then I found out that was a big old mistake. Because she would take the things and try to use them as fuel to get her way. So I'm like, oh, I can't talk to her no more. So I had to cut that up. So I'm like, I don't talk to nobody. So I really don't have a question. It's just amazing to me that I can see all of this. That I can see the conflict in her. Like, all right, I'm here in this situation. I'm with this guy. I really don't have a problem with him. I got a problem with myself because I can't let him do what he's doing. I'm not, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm trying to control.
And it's not working. So now she pissed because it's not working.
Well,
let
me ask, because of time. Why would you stay with a woman that stabbed a knife into the pillow while you're in bed and knowing that she's been controlled? Based on what you've said, I've not heard her side of the story, but knowing that she's controlled by anger, anger is evil. Why would you take that risk if she stabbed a knife in the pillow already with you in bed? What made you think it won't happen again and happen to you this time? Why would you take that risk?
I don't think that, but at the same time, she ain't never done nothing to me.
She's never done nothing to me.
That's the theatrics. But she
that's not. That's getting closer to you. The devil can make her stab you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Don't be deceived, man. She's like, I'm telling you, I counsel with men and women who things like that have happened to. They didn't think it would happen. And the person ended up hurting them with some form of a weapon. This is not a game. If this woman is that angry to a point that she's carrying on like that, and she, according to you, stabbed a knife in the pillow while you're in bed, I wouldn't be taking that risk with evil like that, man. And she's older than you.
Yeah. And she keeps saying, bro, probably like 4 months ago, I didn't try to get it. I just, like, she'll see me watching it. She'd be like, what you watch? So she started to watch you a little bit. And she say she work on herself, but she ain't forgave her mother. You know what I'm saying? She still get that, still angry. I done did all that. I done went and did all that, forgave my mother. My mother done called the army reinforcements on me. I forgave my mother, right? I went to forgive my mother. We had a dinner. Sat down, had a nice dinner. I, you know, told her the situation, boom, boom, boom. So she was like, you know, we both had some problems, but you weren't perfect. You called me a bitch. And this is years ago. Well, I was like 16. So I'm like, bro, you see, you holding on to stuff that I'm coming here to apologize to you, and you bringing up stuff from back in the day. So 3 weeks go by. She calls my brothers, my stepfather, and was like, oh, I'm going to have a dinner. I want everybody to come over for dinner. So we come over for dinner. She like, well, the reason I had this dinner was because I feel like some of my children have a problem with the way they were talking about me only. And my brothers sitting there, they don't know what the hell going on. They don't know they being used at this point. So see, everything that you said has happened to me verbatim. It's crazy, bro. Yep. So I had to push off with her. I went to forgive my dad. Right. I went hollered at him. We sat down, had a few beers, and I told him, I'm like, bro, my whole life, You know, I've been my mother. I've been in the image of my mother. You know, I know you gone, you went on with your life and all that, but I don't hold nothing against you, bro. I love you. Do you know what he said to me?
What?
He was like, this is exactly what he said. He was like, I was wondering if you was going to be okay.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's all he said.
Father's hey, yep.
And we,
children.
You know, yep, we've been good ever since, bro, ever since. So it's just, I don't have no question for you. I just need to talk to you for a little bit.
I kind of
want to play this back so she can listen to it, but I don't want her to listen to it and then be like, just try, you know what I mean? Like, no, this is for my healing purposes. I needed to call you. I needed to have a conversation with you because I've had a million conversations with you in my mind, bro, about this. No lie.
What?
So I needed to have the real one.
You didn't ask for advice, but I would give you one free of charge.
Okay.
If this woman does not, if what you're saying is true and she is not truly working on herself and she has stabbed a knife into the pillow while you were sleeping or in bed next to you, I would not take that risk anymore, man. She would have to go. Because
all right. That was before she was working on herself. She say she work on herself now, and I do see small improvements. She, you know what I'm saying? Now,
let me just say this. I want
go ahead.
You to know because evil don't play. And because
yep.
you're working on yourself now, there's some light in you that the darkness in her see that little light in you. It's going crazy. And it's telling her all kinds of things to do. And at that, and it was evil.
Yep.
If this happened, it was evil that told her, stab the pillow. Don't stab him yet, but stab the pillow. I wouldn't put my life at risk like this, man.
Yeah, and then you know what's crazy? She'll sit afterwards and then cry and be like, I don't mean all that. And I'm like, bro, that's the real you. The fake you is the smiling and the laughing. And the real you is the you that's like, I hate you.
Right.
That really, you know what I'm saying?
And when they say they are sorry, they don't really mean that they're sorry. People that say they're sorry don't mean it. They're just,
I tell people,
deceiving you.
I know because the sorry is really like F you. Because if you wouldn't have to say sorry if you wasn't doing it.
That's right. Absolutely.
So,
but I just think to hear this knife story is taking it too far, man. It's just because I have seen over the last 35 years what evil has caused people to do to others and themselves and to others. This knife thing is not a game. It's not funny.
Right.
It's not a game. And you could be laying in your bed asleep and
not even know it's coming.
Right. And so I wouldn't take any more chances after that, man. I wouldn't, but it's up to you. But, hey, that much love in the world.
Yeah, you ain't lying. So we might have to call you. We might have to do some face-to-face counseling or something. I might link up with you, man. But I definitely appreciate you. I'm going to let you go ahead and get to some calls, man. And definitely good talking to you. I'm going to talk to you again.
All right. I'm glad you were able to get it off your chest a little bit. What
Thank you, baby. I'm glad you got the show where we can make it happen. And hopefully this situation or this scenario to help somebody else or you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people are going through the same thing, man. I counsel with people who their wife or woman or man or wife, they pull guns on each other because of if they're waking up and the other one is not.
Yeah.
All right, man. I wish you well.
So. All right, baby. Thank you, man. Stay safe and stay healthy, baby.
I will, buddy. Thank you. Bye now. What a mess. Evil is real, folks. And it doesn't play. Its whole mission is to rob, steal, and kill. And anyone that has anger is a murderer. They'll murder themselves inside with revenge. And they will murder you on the outside. I wouldn't take that risk, but do what you want. Gil is out of North Carolina. Gil, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Gil.
I'm back like I left something.
Amazing.
Last time I talked to you, I was going to Uganda to see my father, remember?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Yeah.
But you went to Uganda and you met your father?
Yeah, yeah.
How did it go?
It was excellent.
What happened?
He didn't even remember me.
He did not?
No.
Your father did not. When was the last time you saw him before now?
I'm 45. I saw him like when I was 2 years old. That's when they divorced. Yeah, he didn't even remember me, Jesse. It was hilarious. But he was funny. I mean, he has dementia, so it'll come and go. Like one day he doesn't remember. Then the next day he looks at me like he couldn't believe it. Like, oh my God, you know. Anyways, yeah, it went good. It went real good, Jesse.
Right on.
As far as for myself, you know what I mean?
Right. Amazing. I remember when my father, speaking of the dementia thing, I remember when my father developed that dementia thing, and it got to a point where he didn't recognize me. He would recognize me, but he wouldn't remember my name. And I would go back there to see him, and I was like, hey, Dad, you know who this is? He's like, yeah. I'm like, who is it? You're my son. I'm like, what's your name? What's my name? I don't know, but I know you live way over there somewhere. He didn't remember my name, but he knew I lived far away.
He said, you ugly. I was like, I look just like you.
Know what your dad said?
Yeah.
Like daddy, like son.
Yeah, I look just like him. I'm like, man, this is amazing.
That's amazing, man. You went to see your father after so long.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about this. I know, but you talked to so many people. To me, it's like yesterday, but to you, your memory is shorter than a midget on his knees, you know?
Yeah. Say that again.
Jesse, I want to recognize.
Let me say this first. What did your mother think about you going to see your father?
My mother passed away in 98.
Oh, she did?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, man, well, come right on, man. You stay with it.
But listen, I want to recognize Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Why, here's your mom. Rush fit right in there. Right on.
Yes, sir. That's who the Great White Hope gave up. The Presidential Medal of Honor, I think it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
Right on. Why Houston Mark Rush Limbaugh? Talent on loan from God, he would say all the time.
I ain't lying. He was, oh, man, I miss him. I wish I could hear what he had to say about everything that's going on today, you know?
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh was one of the smartest men I ever knew.
You ain't lying, man.
Yeah.
His vocabulary was impeccable.
Yeah.
And he never stumbled. He'd just speak like for 3 hours. It was amazing.
Yeah, it really was, man. Well, may his soul rest in peace. And happy White History Month to Rush Limbaugh. Amazing respect, man.
Yes, sir. Cool. Yes, sir.
Well, I got to run, but right on that you saw your father. Happy White History Month to you, and call me again.
Just real quick.
Yes.
Do you, everybody doesn't drink coffee. Do you sell tea?
Not yet, but it's a good idea.
Tea is the number one selling liquid in the world other than water.
Right on. Thanks for that suggestion, man. We'll look into it.
All right. Have a good day, all right?
You too, buddy. Back in a moment. Hate news. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
All kinds of mess going on in the world. We're pausing the Ukraine thing for supposedly to put America's interests first. That sounds kind of nice. And the Trump mega bill, the big beautiful bill, is it going to pass? I think it's going to get sent back. It's sending back to the House, right? And then Trump, if it passes the House again as the Senate changed it, then Trump will sign it, I guess, before the 4th of July or by the 4th of July. That's the hope, I guess. Climate change propaganda. You're going to hear it on Commie Nonsense Network from Haig. And it's hot in the Mediterranean and Europe and stuff. The Eiffel Tower had to close at least its top floor. I heard maybe it closed entirely for the time being. And crazy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour, hour three, coming right up, guys and gals. It is Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 AD. Tomorrow is the first Thursday of the month. And also it's White History Month, by the way. White History Month Men's Forum. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond here in Los Angeles. Not recorded, not streamed. And then women's forums are third Thursday of the month. Okay, and those are all typical. Okay, so check RebuildingTheMan.com/events, or you can call the Bond office, 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980. If you ever need more info, or if you want to set up counseling or set up a donation or whatever, nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports about the Ukraine. President Trump returned to power. But since Russia first invaded the Ukraine under Biden in 2022, the U.S. has been the single biggest donor of military aid to the Ukraine. However, President Trump returned. U.S. support for Kiev shifted. White House Press Secretary Anna Kelly, Deputy Press Secretary, okay, said the decision to pause the weapons shipments, as I mentioned in the previous hour at the end of hour one, it was made to put America's interests first. The Senate passed President Trump's sweeping domestic agenda bill, the Big Beautiful Bill, Tuesday after J.D. Vance broke a 50-50 tie. The controversial, which means in the direction of reasonable, legislation will infuse more money into the Pentagon and border security agencies, downsize so-called safety net programs, MAMA stuff like Medicaid, and add nearly $3.3 trillion to the deficit over a decade, so claims the CBO. It's heading back to the House. The GOP leaders racing to get it approved on the president's desk by the 4th of July, which is Independence Day here in America. And people around the world celebrate it, I guess. We will be live on the 4th of July, by the way, here on the radio shows. But the office will be closed. So if you try to call Bond on Friday, there will be no one to pick up. But you can call into the radio shows as normal. Climate change, in an effort to eliminate all climate-related research work at the NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, whatever, the Trump administration's proposed budget will defund the Mauna Loa, or Mauna Loa, I don't know how to pronounce it, laboratory in Hawaii. Since the 1950s, scientists in that lab have gathered the most conclusive evidence that human-caused climate change that's driving sea level rise, supercharging weather, and destroying food systems. The budget proposal would defund many other climate labs, including the instrument sites comprising the U.S. government's greenhouse gas monitoring network, which stretches from northern Alaska to the South Pole. Pretty cool, huh? That sounds like they're easing up on the propaganda to do globalist socialism, because that's what the motive is. That's what their false solution is. Anyway, Paramount settlement. CBS News parent company Paramount Global said Tuesday they've agreed to pay $16 million to resolve a lawsuit filed by Trump, President Trump, over a 60 Minutes news report late last fall where they edited it deceptively to make Kamala look not as bad. Maybe that's what Trump alleges. Interesting. A lot of people think that. Crazy, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Need I say more? And it's for those who want to overcome their misery, their loneliness, stress, worry, anxiety, evil nature, vicious, whatever, gossiping, you can overcome. Christ said it. You don't have to be you any longer. Think about that. You don't have to be you any longer. That's deep. That's so deep, I don't know what to do with it. The biblical question, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? What an amazing question. Are you a tumbleweed? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you can podcast the show, if you're not able to sit and watch it, you got to run around doing whatever it is you're doing. But no matter what you're doing, it's simply working out or walking or out there protesting for your own ego gratification while pretending it's for the illegal aliens or it's for America or whatever. You still could be, or you're getting deported today down to Alligator Road in Florida. So you could be deported back to your country. And according to the report, you can't escape alligator prison because of the alligators and the snakes. You still could be listening to the show on your Obama phone, the phone they gave you to allow you to call them up to deport yourself, self-deport, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. No, it's not. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It is Wednesday. Oh, Alligator Alcatraz. Alcatraz. Be back. It's Wednesday, the last hour on the show, of the show for Wednesday. Happy White History Month, by the way. July is White History Month. It's Wednesday, the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And the last hour every Wednesday is, and we take all calls, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, a man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Who all is going to protect us?
Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Amaga Egowa, Jacob Frey, Yarub, Adolka McAllen of Minneapolis.
Who is he protecting?
What a mess. That was in the United States of America. There is an order to life, a spiritual order. Most people never grow spiritually. You never grow up to be a spiritual adult. Have you noticed that? Some people don't even grow up to be a physical adult. And to suggest that they grow up spiritually, ain't no way. But my country is God. There's an order to life, God in Christ. Christ is man, man over woman, woman over children. Now, ladies, if you don't have a man, Christ in you. So don't let not having a man in your life stop you from working on you. Even if you had a man in your life, that man cannot save you from your misery. He cannot save you from your misery. Only you can do that by working on you. But my country is gone. This is 250 years, I think they say, celebrating America. Is that right, Nate? 250? 250 years celebrated this year?
Hold up.
Something like that. You don't know either. But something, yes, 250 years celebration. And instead of getting better, my country has gotten worse. And we told you of a story over in New York. The Democrats have elected to run and represent them a straight out a la Uaba man, socialist, communist to the core. And he says it out loud. He's not hiding it. He is creating New York into a la Uaba country. What do you think going to happen? How do you think that's going to turn out? What do you think going to happen? What do you think that's going to happen from that? This guy is not even hiding it. This guy want to defund police and everything. He's trying to stop ICE from picking up the illegal alien. And he says out loud, he wants the government control the supermarkets. He says it out loud in the United States of America. Did you ever imagine? Well, if you think that's bad, 1776 to 2025 is roughly 250 years of America. God bless America. You think that's bad, what this guy is doing in New York? And I don't blame him. The people voted for him. They get the government they deserve. A true socialist. Think about it. And he's saying it out loud. And with a big smile. Because in his mind, he knows he got America, at least New York, in the palm of his hands. And the white women, according to a report, white so-called educated women voted for him. Isn't that amazing? I thought you're supposed to get smarter with education, but these people seem to be dumber as a result of education. Why is this Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, took to the stage on Sunday to celebrate Somalia Independence Day? Not America Independence Day, but Somalia. Shouting to the crowd in Somalia as he embraced, whatever that's supposed to mean, embrace, the local East African community. Watch this from, you're going to shake in your boots. And this is happening in America, not Somalia, not over there. It's happening over here. Watch this from X.
Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Somalia Harulato! Somalia Igea! Amaga Egawa, Jacob Frey, Yarub, Doka Magalada of Minneapolis, Mufiatai, Satay.
What do you say about that, folks? And those people dressed in African clothes, it looked like Africa. This is happening in the United States of America. This person is in our government. He's the mayor of the city, according to this report of Minneapolis. How and why did this happen and is happening in America? A country that was founded and created by white Christian men with the help of God. This guy is shouting and speaking in Somali language in the United States of America. Where is the one nation under God in that? And how can he be that bold and do that? How? Because there are so many people over there that they're going to vote him in again? You got one guy, Alauaba guy, in New York, outright socialist, and promoting it, and not ashamed. Not afraid, meaning he knows that the people are going to vote for him. They've already done it. And now you have this guy over there doing that. You think the blacks are bad? And not all, but they are. Look at that Jasmine Cricket. You can't get any evil than that. But yes, you can. It's the same spirit, though. My country is gone. It's gone. Here's a little information that I'm getting right now about this guy from Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. So according to Wikipedia, the mayor, Jacob Frey, is Jewish. He's a Jew. His parents were professional modern ballet dancers. His mother is a Russian Jewish ancestry. And his father converted to Judaism. My America is gone. It's not coming back. But don't worry. If you overcome fear, and you can have perfect peace in the midst of this hell on earth. And the Father, God, will protect you. And that's just not a Christian saying, all right? And one other quick one for you. You think that's bad. This is, you know, like when I think about it, we used to, when I started out in radio some 35 years ago now. And we were reporting on these type of things, but they were happening in other countries. They were not happening in America. And at the time, I never imagined that it was possible in America that something like this could happen. Now it's all over America. Here's a recent footage of Shia Muslims in Texas gathered for a mourning event. Watch this from X. Amazing, huh? It made me nervous because it sounded like a suicide bomb is about to go off or something. What a mess. That's in Texas, a conservative state. A conservative state, I'm told. Downtown Texas, they're telling me. But don't be afraid. Drop your anger. Live from within, and you won't be touched by all this, all right? 888-7753-773. It is a spiritual battle. And men, at some point, you as an individual should wake up. You are the light of the world. And the light is going out. You are the salt of the earth. No flavor in the salt. There's nothing. It's an abomination against God for a man to live in his home and be married with children and have a dominating wife or girlfriend or live in. And the man is passive. And American men are passive now. And I understand that the world been going after you, and you're right about that. They're totally against men. That's why when they complain about men playing in women's sport, it doesn't bother me at all, because they're not complaining about women playing in men's sport, and they're not complaining about women taking jobs. They're giving all these jobs and everything to women and putting men out of work. They don't care about the man. Oh, but they care about the woman. A spiritual battle. They hate you, men, because you represent God. You may be a beta man, beta God, beta son of God, because you left home from the Father. But you need to return. The world needs you. And ladies, they're not. Work on yourself and don't rely on the man to return. You return to the Father, too, by forgiving your mother. Dropping the anger. You don't have to be you any longer either, ladies. Thank God for Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. They call him king. They even had king's rallies celebrating the king. They so mad at the king, but they love the king, because the thrill of being mad at the king is false love. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing, huh? We need more men like Donald Trump. Don't want to be Donald Trump, but that spirit that drives him is in you too. But you got to return to it. 888-7753-773. 773. Let me go quickly to Nicole. First time caller out of Tennessee. Nico, you're on the air. Nico?
About something. I really like how you talk to Christian men since that's kind of like the majority of the country and you're trying to get them in returns. Like,
Nico, are you on like a speakerphone or something?
No, sir. I'm on my regular phone. Are you having a hard time with it?
Speak right into your phone.
Okay, sir. I'm speaking right into
right
it.
On.
Should I try
now.
To call you back?
No, you're fine.
Go ahead. So I really like the way you talk about Christianity here in the United States and try to help men out to figure out what their duties are and how we should act. I came to that through a different religion. I've lived overseas a lot, but now I'm back in the U.S. And I wonder where my place is when I'm not a Christian, but through other means, I came to an endpoint, the same things that you've come to about the problems with some religions, about, you know, protecting unborn children, about being a man, our duties to protect. And I never pushed my religion on anybody else. I just stay super quiet. I do my own thing. Where do I fit into this movement to return men to being men?
Well, there is not a movement happening there. What we're all doing around here is just encouraging men to get to know themselves and return to Father.
Okay.
Once they see that they have that anger and that they have become just like their mothers who became like what they hate, and then forgive the mothers and forgive the fathers, then they will return to God, and the Father will guide them. He will take over.
Okay. That's interesting. So
are you a Christian?
I think maybe... No, I'm not, sir. That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a Christian, but I came to a lot of the same endpoints as you about getting rid of anger, but having our duties, protecting those who need help, protecting the unborn.
When
and I don't
say
press
protecting
my
those, when you say protecting those who need help, give me an example of what you mean.
Those that are weak, those that are children, infirm people, elderly people.
And how are you
anybody
protecting
that can't
them?
Protect themselves.
How are you protecting?
Well, it depends. I would result to violence if necessary to protect children.
Why would you
and
do
other
that?
Adults who need help. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Because it's a constant principle within the Dharma that we should be peaceful as much as possible, but if we can relieve the suffering of enough people, it's acceptable to protect folks.
And how is that helping them by you becoming violent?
Well, I lived over in Southeast Asia for a long time, so when you see men harassing women and they're going to hurt them, it's you kick them off and you get the woman back to help.
And how are you helping them by you becoming violent?
The woman?
Anybody.
In that scenario?
Anybody, yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Protecting their dignity, protecting the internal spark within them or the soul, whatever you want to call it.
And how are you protecting their dignity by you becoming violent?
How am I protecting their dignity? Because they are made in the image of God.
How are you protecting their dignity by you becoming violent?
Yeah, stopping somebody else from violating their dignity that they deserve.
But what about your dignity?
I don't worry about that. I'll figure that out later.
But how are you going to protect someone else's dignity if you're operating in violence? You think God is violent?
So, like I said, different tradition, different religions. It's often acceptable to protect people.
So what type of religion are you a part of that tell you that God is violent?
No, none of them say God is violent.
But
it is acceptable to protect people. So maybe this is where we differ.
But how
because
is it acceptable to be violent toward anyone for any reason?
Oh, are you a pacifist?
How is it dignity to be violent toward anyone for any reason?
Well, protect your house, protect yourself, protect your family, protect your kids.
Do you have to be violent to do that?
Sometimes, yes.
Really? Do you have anger?
Oh, no, not really. I'm pretty calm.
Do you have anger?
No, I went through this process of understanding I had it when I was young, and now I know it's back in there, but I'm not really angry at anybody anymore.
So do you have anger?
I love my mama, too. I love my mama, too.
Do you have anger?
No, not really. I just know I have the skill to bring that up, but it's not something I want to do with people. I'm pretty calm and mellow. I like the peaceful path, which kind of sounds like you, but I'm not a full pacifist.
And so do you have anger? Like
not currently towards anybody, no.
Do you have anger?
It all depends on semantics and how you define anger. Like being vaguely upset, I get vaguely upset with people. But like anger, like wanting to go out and like really hurt somebody, only when I can't remember the last time I felt that. So.
And do you have anger?
I don't want them. No, not currently.
Do you have anger?
I just said no, not currently.
What does that mean, not currently?
Well, we have a wide variety of emotions and feelings that we can experience, and you don't have to necessarily have them at that time.
Are those emotions from God, or are those emotions from God or evil?
Anger?
The emotions.
I think
that
it's a natural part of the human experience.
I'm sorry.
I think it's a natural part of the human experience to experience anger.
So
it's the wisdom from
you
God
think it's natural,
that helps us sort out how to deal with it.
You think it's natural for human beings to be angry?
Yeah, it's a natural experience to have. It's the training from our divinity and our belief in God that helps us to understand how to work with it and what to do with it and not be taken up by it.
Amazing.
Because sometimes anger leads to great changes. And it's not necessarily violent.
Anger has never led to anything good. Never.
Really?
Tell me one time that anger in American history, one time that anger led to something good.
How about the Revolution?
What about
the war? They're pretty ticked. They're pretty angry at the British, and they decided to create a different country, not underneath the monarchy. And they did very much in the image. I think there was one atheist who signed the Constitution, but it was very much made in the image of Christ.
Can you tell me one thing that anger has done that led to good?
The formation of the United States of America.
And how is that good?
There was a bit more freedoms. We did not have a monarchy, and it was created out within their interpretation of the white Anglo-Saxon
Protestant. And you think
Protestant.
That the men that founded and created, the white men that founded and created the greatest country were angry?
Yeah, they clearly wrote about that. Some of them were very angry about the taxation and unequal representation.
And you think that they
had to the point where they became pirates.
You think they have the same
They became pirates.
You think they had the same type of anger that you have?
I don't know how they felt back then. I can't make that logical jump.
But you said, yes, they were angry.
Sure sounds like it when you read about their letters back and forth.
Nico,
and they definitely got angry writing between each other, too.
Because of time, I got to run. Thank you for your call, buddy. I appreciate it. Let me go to California and talk to Liesl. Lisa, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Mr. Jesse, I would just like to say before I tell you what I wanted to say, happy belated birthday and happy White History Month.
Thank you. Amazing. Happy White History Month and thanks for the birthday wish. It was amazing.
You look good, Mr. Jesse. Mr. Jesse, just quickly, you said something about the accomplishments of white people.
Let me tell you this first before you say that. You're not going to believe this. You crossed my mind yesterday.
Why would I cross your mind?
I don't know. I'm going to say I haven't heard from her in a minute. It just crossed my mind and came
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Do you remember me?
I do.
I think about you all the time, and I feel you. I feel your energy, Mr. Jesse. I do. It might sound weird to the people in chat or whoever's listening, but I feel you. And you, I was concerned about when you fell, but then I said to myself, we shouldn't feed into that because
That's
we
right.
saw that you got up right away. So, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Fight.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jesse, I love white people. My father.
Hold that for a minute. Let me take a quick break.
Sure.
888-77 Jesse. Treasure Chest is open on DLive and Stretch offers on peel.net. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 o'clock at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby ain't afraid of the Border Patrol people. We've called them on him. They never showed up. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. The men's forum tonight. Tomorrow. Oh, no, tomorrow night, Thursday night. The first Thursday of the month. The men's forum at 7 p.m. Not tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow, first Thursday. All right? And don't forget to support our fundraiser. We're raising $50,000 or more to carry us through the summer here. We got to pay bills while y'all vacation, and I appreciate it. Give what you can. If you can do the whole $50,000 or more, give it. If you can do whatever it is you can do, help us to help others. I do appreciate it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Help us to help others. Thank you all. I do appreciate it. You can mail it in. Make money or money order or check out to Bond, B-O-N-D. Send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And you can get that information on the website as well. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. I want to go back to Lizzo out of California. Lizzo, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, quickly. I thank you for taking my call, Mr. Jesse. But yes. I just wanted to shout out the white people. I love the white people, the men and women who are upright. You know what I mean?
Yes.
From the old school. And you said something about the accomplishments of white people. I just like to shout out, and I always think about these men who constructed our skyscrapers in this country.
Yes.
Not too impressed about the other countries. I'm I'm here, and I love this country. So
right on.
Shout out to William LeBaron Jenny, who constructed was the architect and designer of the first skyscraper called the Home Insurance Building in Chicago back in 1885.
Amazing.
Shout out to him.
Shout out.
And yes, and two other white men that I'm so impressed, because I flew over the Transamerica Building back in 1980. I was only 12, and we were on our way overseas, and I saw that Transamerica Building at night, and I said, it just took my breath away. So since then, Mr. Jesse, I've always admired the white people, because they're the ones who constructed these buildings. So the Transamerica Building was designed by the architect named William Pereira back in 1972, I think it was. One more shout out to John Portman, who designed the Renaissance Center in Detroit. And I made it a point to visit Detroit 2 years ago, Mr. Jesse, just to see that building, because it is reminiscent of the building that stands among your skyscrapers in Los Angeles. I think it's called the Westin Bonaventure Hotel.
Oh,
back
yes.
in the day,
yeah.
Back in 1980, Mr. Jesse, if you remember that building, it's a cylindrical structure, and it stands among your skyscrapers. It was called the St. Bonaventure Hotel, and there was a series back in the 70s called It's a Living, and then it was about that hotel. But anyway, so shout out to John Portman, who designed the Renaissance Center Detroit and the beautiful, beautiful Westin Bonaventure Hotel in Los
amazing.
Angeles.
I
love the white man.
I used to go down to that Bonaventure Hotel and have dinner sometime when I was partying a lot.
Wow.
So it has I don't know what it looked like now up there, but it has a very beautiful restaurant that turns all the way around. It's good, and you can see the whole
beautiful.
City. You turn around while you're having dinner there.
Well, Mr. Jesse, classy man.
Amazing.
Mr. Jesse, I let you go. I have to go to work, but
thank
Mr.
You.
Jesse, I love the white people. I love the white people, Mr. Jesse.
Right
and
on.
I love you.
Thank you,
sir.
You're
bye
welcome.
Bye.
Happy White History Month. Thanks for the shout-out to White History Month. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you're on the air.
What's going on, Jeff? Good morning to you, my brother.
All is well, Rick. Happy White History Month.
Hey, well, happy White History, man. Thank God for all whites has done, man, because you know the thing about it, man, is every nationality has a holiday, all except white America.
Yeah.
You have Black History, you have Hispanic, you have Asian month. Every other month all except white history. And they should have everybody, since everybody was saying it's a melting pot, so why not have White History Month?
That's right.
I love my white brothers and sisters. Yes, sir.
If it
I mean,
wasn't
everybody
for white
has a
men,
holiday.
If it wasn't for white men, there would be no America.
You know the strange thing? You always hear Africa, while most of the nations in Africa are poor. And then they said they wanted to run the Europeans out. They ran the Europeans out, but now they're worse off, and they're going over there asking, can they use the bathroom?
What the?
Man, but anyway, that's just one. I was going to ask you, man, that last call, the call that called you with the older wife, and she was cutting up, that's the very reason you say don't date no woman older than you.
I know, man. But what really is interesting about that situation, this woman, according to him, stabbed a knife in the pillow while he was in bed. I wouldn't want to wait and take the next step. That's crazy.
Man, you know, yeah, she was going to kill herself. Man, no. Boy, just I'm telling you, somebody killed themselves in your house.
Well, he didn't
that's
say
just
he
like
was going to kill herself. She stabbed it into the pillar. My concern is she may kill him next.
If that's true,
he said, I don't know.
Wow, man. Just the people are angry, man. I mean, people got some trauma they need to deal with, man. And
anger is evil.
Don't seem like, yes, sir. Amazing. I absolutely agree with you 100%, Jesse. For sure.
Amazing,
well,
man.
Shoot.
Well, thank you, Rick.
No problem, man. Hey, the great right hope got his gap. Well, we halfway through. We got to pass the Senate. Thank God for J.D. Vance. But
a beautiful bill.
You think it's a good bill?
I don't know, but I trust the great white hope. He's doing the best he can do.
Yeah, you know, I know Elon Musk, he thinks it's still a lot of spending. And then you hear all these poor people, well, low-income people talking about, oh, everything's for the rich. Then that should encourage you to try and increase your income so you can take advantage of the benefit. Well, it's hard. You can't make poor people millionaires. You really can't.
Everything that the president does so far is working. What manner of
yes,
man
sir.
Is it? They call him king. Isn't that amazing?
Man, hey, everybody appreciate his programs. You
yeah,
know, it's
absolutely.
Like capitalism works there, Jesse. And hey, if you don't believe me, ask all the other nations in the world trying to come over here.
That's right. Thank you, Rick.
Capitalism
I got to
works,
run because
man.
Of time.
Oh, okay,
you,
Jesse. Well, man, love y'all. I'll see you guys tomorrow if I can get through.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Here's, and you too. Here's my white history moment. I'm going to 22 at the bottom there. What's that boy's name? Anchor Baby. Yeah. Here's my white history moment to you all. This is from free.org. Willis Carey is an American engineer who, Carrier, C-A-R-R-I-E-R, Carrier, is an American engineer who created the first modern air-conditioned unit. Watch this from Learn Something New.
Humans have been trying to find a way to stay cool for all of recorded history. From those in ancient Egypt soaking reeds to hang in their windows, effectively cooling the breeze as it blew in, to ancient Romans learning to circulate water through the walls of their homes using aqueduct-like pipes reserved for many of the wealthiest citizens. But people needed a way to stay cool, and a solution wouldn't come until 1902 when the first electrified air conditioning unit was installed. Willis Carrier had a breakthrough in July of 1902. When he designed his apparatus for treating air, as he called it, which was first installed in the Sackett Williams Publishing Building in Brooklyn, New York. This device built upon all that had been created before it, and it blew air over tubes containing a coolant, though in reality, its use was not for cooling. It was less about the use of bringing down the temperature of the building and more about bringing down the humidity in the building, because there was excess water in the building's air that was damaging the publishing company's paper. Carrier's device was especially significant because it was powered by electricity rather than the hand-cranking nature of the ones that came before it, officially earning him the title as the inventor of air conditioning.
Happy White History Month. Now you see why white people need to take their country back. Black people ain't making no air condition. What the? They're too busy fighting. Not all, but most. Happy White History Month, Willis. And thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Eric, 3 coffees. What causes cancer? Women cause cancer. The guilt, sin, and the serpent in the woman is the cause of all the misery in the world, says he.
Uh-uh. That's not true. What?
I disavow.
I disavow, too.
I disclaim it.
Yeah, he said that everybody has it in their body already.
And that's what somebody else told me, so I don't know. Elijah, thank you for your support, as well as Games for Rec, Greenwall, Misty, Wolf336, Kid Combo One, Groovy Monkey. Those were yesterday's D Live supporters.
Thank you.
Truth
thank
for
you.
Jesus, 2 coffees. Happy White History Month. Today, we celebrate Henry Ford, the inventor of the automobile, says he.
Right on. Thank you.
So every time you get in your car, don't forget to thank a white man. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Amazing. Thank you. Happy White History Month.
I don't know if he invented it, but he definitely made that Ford Model T pretty cool.
Amazing.
Philip, thank you on Cash App, says thank you for sharing your thoughts.
And thank you for helping us to share our thoughts. I appreciate it.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. One Mad Chameleon One says thank you with a very generous Rumble rant.
Thank you.
I laughed yesterday when Hake told Derek to slouch a little more, be more black. I really appreciate the experts and really appreciate JLP. And fellowship.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you again for helping us to help others.
Kid Combo One on D Live. I don't like you, but I love you. Seem that I'm always thinking of you. You really gotta
hold on me.
Very nice.
You really gotta hold on me.
So good.
Baby.
Great.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's a nice White History song.
Yes, it is. Amazing.
And thank you, Kid Combo One, as always. Uncle Ruckus, White History Month. Van Gogh, as in Vincent Van Gogh, I believe, due to financial constraints, began painting flowers, quoted as saying, quote, "I couldn't afford models, so I painted flowers."
Nice.
Right on.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's
Happy White History Month.
Find a way.
Yeah.
Yesenia, thank you, she says.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, A-L-L, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, I'm not trying to get angry, but so sick and tired of hearing excuses of due process. When it comes to illegal aliens and people make excuses for illegals who wouldn't ever give white people the same treatment, plain and simple, what do you think, Jesse?
Don't even think about it, Mike. Trump doesn't care about no due process from these people. He know they lying, and they're trying to keep the illegal here for the vote. So don't worry. Be happy. The great white hope, and they call him King, is doing this, making America great again. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike, who also says, yeah. I may have asked you this before, but I really want to know your thoughts on people who've said America is a nation of immigrants. And I really want to know what you think. Really love your wisdom and your content that you bring to your show, Jesse. Thanks, Mike Young.
Thank you, Mike. America is not a nation of immigrants. America is one nation under God. What the? Thank you.
Mike says, Trump forever.
And ever and ever.
Triple exclamation mark.
Trump is king. They have king celebration. I think they planned another king celebration this 4th of July. They call him king. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. John, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
The great white pope says Trump is the Jewish Messiah.
Right on.
Based.
They call him Messiah. Remember now, Trump is not calling himself any of those things. So when history write down about Trump being king, being the great white hope, matter of man is this, the wind and sea obey him. He didn't say it. The people said it about him in the same way they said it about Christ. Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt wit, the white man's burden in the song at the end of, and that song at the end of Pocahontas, savages, savages, like wine and cheese.
Amazing.
I don't remember, but I did see that.
I don't remember either.
Pastor Chatelet, did you watch Pocahontas?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a cartoon movie about the Indian girl who married a white man in the early America days.
My father married a Cherokee.
Yes. Pastor Chatelet says he gifted the cookie on Pilled the second day of White History Month, and we coonin'.
All the way. Thank you.
Three coffees from someone. How do I do things I enjoy without gaining an identity while doing them?
Amazing question. When you do it, just be aware of those thoughts that's trying to make you get an identity from it. Don't go with the thoughts. Just be aware. Enjoy yourself. When the party is over, go home. Or if you're riding your bike, don't try to get a thrill that causes you to escape your conflict or anything, and you'll be fine. Don't identify with anything of this world or anyone. And you'll be fine. Just see what's going on inside of you. And seeing it will protect you. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Dominic, lots of tumbleweeds in Taos, New Mexico. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. T-A-O-S. New Mexico, when I stayed at the Sagebrush Inn.
Nice.
Tumbleweeds.
Amazing.
Eric,
thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. Women aren't victims. Women are liars. Free Diddy or throw those Jezebels in there with them. They all evil. Free Diddy.
It's going to be interesting to see how his trial ends. So apparently they came to a decision today.
Yeah, they got him. I saw in a headline, I think, on prostitution charges, a couple of prostitution charges. And not on the racketeering and
right
whatever.
But
it sounds reasonable.
But it's not illegal to be a prostitute, right?
I mean, it kind of is supposed to be.
No, it's not. Go down to Figueroa.
I know. Effectively, it's not illegal.
Right.
But you're on the books, it is. So they selectively enforce it against people whom they wish.
And so
to
what would be his
against.
Punishment would be if that's true, as a prostitute?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the sentencing, I'm sure, is going to be later.
Oh, I got you. Thank you. Amazing.
Nikki Three Coffee Scott Adams' video, the body can only take so much pain. When it reaches the limit, it's natural for the mind to begin accepting death, the body's way of coping. But I've seen God heal. Nothing is beyond his power.
There's nothing that God cannot do, for sure. That's why you have to let go so that he can do what he needs to do for you. Make you free from the false self. You don't need to be you any longer. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Louise, I think. I remember now. Best show on earth. Big smile, grinning. Thanks.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you.
Depressed toilet with the musical notes. Rolling through life like a tumbleweed. I'm the young president of my company. Home catching hell because I love my weed. Baby, can you please let your husband breathe? I'm on a Mexican radio. I recognize that last line, but I didn't recognize the rest of it, and I don't really know the melody. So pardon me for butchering your musical lyrics, Depressed Toilet.
Right on. And I've never heard the song that I'm, because I didn't recognize that at all, except Rolling in the Deep. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. If women aren't responsible for whom they sleep with, what are they responsible for? Free Diddy. He's on it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eli P. says New York mayor voted in because he said he would arrest Satan Yahoo, which is his word for Netanyahu. Satan Yahoo.
That was the guy in New York
called? Yeah, he's for arresting Netanyahu.
Oh, God. Lord. The dream team.
Exactly.
Netanyahu? No, Donald Trump. Netanyahu and Putin, the dream team. I got to take a break there.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Larry. Thank you all. First time caller out of Colorado. Jerry. Jerry, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry. Happy White History Month.
Oh, thank you. Happy White History Month to you too, sir.
Thank you.
All right, so I started listening to your show 6 years ago. A buddy of mine introduced it to me because I was watching around trying to find out, you know, what the truth of life is. Man, I tell you what, after applying your principles, it's amazing. Like, I've never quite seen life the way I've seen it today. Just how crazy people are and how crazy I was, really.
Yes.
Like, holy crap.
It start with self first. Yep.
Yeah. And I'm noticing that too when I'm having conversations with people anymore. Like, they'll seem like they really understand what I'm saying, but then they'll come at me furious about something else. It's like, what in the world? it's just crazy. Like, I don't want to hand out advice, and when I do find myself giving advice, it's like, well, if they take it, if they take it and improve, great. If they don't, right on.
Give out advice unless ask, because the human nature is evil, and when you do that,
right,
they're gonna turn on you and they will try to destroy you.
Absolutely, I learned that lesson early on, shortly after coming around, and it's like, Yeah. Let's just do what older brother Jesse says, and just kind of leave us alone.
Yeah.
Don't awaken the beast unless it comes to you.
Absolutely.
So, it's just wild.
When Christ healed the people, he said, "Go and tell no one," and they went and told, and then they got beat up by the devil.
And then when I don't have money to give, but what I do have, I give it freely.
Yes.
Wow.
So you only do it if asked. If they don't ask you, you quietly live your life, observe, and live your life, and let the world, the people of the world, go to hell. Let them suffer.
I heard you say that. You're talking to somebody, I think it was last week. I can't remember. Anyway, you asked, why can't you just say something to the extent of letting the world go to hell? And it's like, I said that a long time ago, like months ago. Let everybody just do what they want, I'm just going to be happy. So,
and just don't judge them. Don't be angry at them. but leave them in their hell. They are asleep and they cannot see.
Oh, I do. And I tell you, like, I got myself in a mess a couple of years ago getting out of it here soon. But, you know, same kind of people. You know, I get along with them. I don't impose, you know,
right on.
Life and on them. But I just notice that, you know, they're on a different path and they don't want to move. And that's absolutely fine. Like you said, like, people just don't want to do it.
That's
they don't
right.
want to hear it. So. Yeah.
Amazing. Never try to impose the truth on anyone. Christ nor God, they don't impose the truth on anyone. And as a son of God, you shouldn't do that either.
Yeah, and that's what I'm practicing every day. Just when I hear stuff or see things, it's like, God wants, you know, something in my mind is wanting me to say something or do something. It's like, no, we ain't going down that road.
Right on.
Nope.
Amazing.
So, but I mean, but yeah, it's a beautiful life now, and I think it's to your effort and your crew. I know your crew's changed a lot since 2019. As far as some faces, except for maybe Hake. He's probably been there the longest.
Yeah. But because of time, let me just say, stay with it, all right?
Oh, absolutely, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for what you do, and God bless.
Thank you. You
too. Have a great week.
You too. Stay with it. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Mike Young says, Jacob Frey, the same guy crying over George Floyd.
Really?
Yeah, he says, Jacob Frey is a disgrace. Can we say white guilt?
Amazing.
Nicole says, free Diddy. That's over on punchy.tv.
Free Diddy. Amazing.
Jim in Alaska says, that Somali garbage he showed, did the sign on stage say it was sponsored by Amazon?
I didn't notice that. What?
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that is.
Shout out to the supporters on the Rumble crew, Dustin, Buddy, Pastor Chatelet, Jules Verne, and the rest of the guys over there. Shout out to the Pilled crew, Tyrannosaurus Wrecked, Pastor Chatelet, Coffee Talk with Sandra, and the rest of you guys. And thank you, guys. Let me just double check. Oh, Eli P. says, Henry Ford is the greatest American ever. He says, America is a third world, a Jewish melting pot. Amazing.
What a mess. Thank you.
Back Health 101, this beta living in his mind thinks he's Karate Kid from the movies making up scenarios of protecting women. Get out of your mind, boy. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. And don't forget to make a donation to our fundraising drive there. All right, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. The Hake Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report. And a brand new episode of Punch It TV at 2 p.m. Check it out. It's going to be live. And it's going to be amazing at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Take care, folks. Oh, Chris out of Florida. Larry out of Indiana. Lane out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. And somebody just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and decreed. Don't ride Baba Thumper Thursday tomorrow. Bye, y'all. Happy White History Month.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, JLP, and Nick and the anchor baby, and Derek, the producer, for an excellent a JLP show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Always, you can find the info there. Very nice. The Hake Report coming up next.